What happened to Cisco? Hey guys, welcome to a new episode Where Are They Now? I'm your host, Clarence Carr, and today I'm going to be talking about Cisco's history and where he is now today. And before going further, we have to look back. Cisco is one of the founding members of the R&B group Drew Hill, who garnered a following in the late 1990s with hits like In My Bed and Never Make a Promise. The group broke up from 1999 to 2002, during which time Cisco released his solo albums, Unleash the Dragon, which contained the iconic Dong Dong song, and Incomplete, and the less successful Return of the Dragon. Today, Drew Hill is reunited and is very likely play at a venue near you, sometime in the foreseeable future. Hopefully the other members of the quartet don't get too miffed about the Dong song chants during gigs. Cisco became a superstar with Dong Song, dominating radio and music video play for his ode to that dong 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 dong. His soulful ballad Incomplete helped solidify Unleash the Dragon as one of the year's most popular albums. The album sold more than 4 million copies. An MTV television show, movie roles, and awards follow. But after the release of his second solo album, Return of Dragon, in 2001, the platinum hair performer disappeared. Like, we never heard from him again. The singer said that he was blacklisted by mainstream music executives after he began to push back against politics within the industry. According to Cisco, differences over collaborations and claims that he was hard to work with created rifts between himself and his label. Now he hopes that the focus will return to the most important thing, the music. In January 2008, he was a contestant on a reality show called Gone Country. In 2010, he was a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother UK, but he was the fifth contestant to be evicted after 20 days. In July 2013, he appeared on the reality show Celebrity Wife-Swap, where his girlfriend was swapped with 90s pop singer Geraldine Meha's wife. Cisco continued to tour through the 2010s, both as a member of Drew Hill and as a solo act. His third solo album, Last Dragon, was released on February 10, 2015. The singles A-List and L.I.P.S. were released ahead of the album, with the latter reaching number 23 on the U.S. Adult and R&B charts, becoming Cisco's first charted single since 2001's Can I Live. As of 2015, Cisco, along with the other members of Drew Hill, claimed that their record label botched a record deal, causing them millions in the process. In 2016, Cisco provided a rap counterpart in a duet with country music singer Marie Osmond in her song Give Me a Good Song, which was featured on Music is Medicine, released on April 15, 2016. In 2017, he sang a remake of his hit song Dong Song, produced by JCY. In 2018, he released a holiday book for children titled Cisco's Perfect Christmas with creative partner Talisha Brown. This year, he appeared on Wild N' Out along with Regine Carter. So, he was an iconic singer, but after claiming that he was blacklisted from the industry, will there be a full-fledged comeback again? Maybe, but till then, he will always have the Dong song to remember him by. Enjoyed this episode. I had to look online to find some information on Cisco's disappearance, but I hope you guys enjoyed. Do y'all think Cisco can make a comeback? Let me know on my social media or send me voice messages. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you.